Thank you, oh God, for giving us our spiritual eyes. Just like that day you took the bread, we're about to take the bread. We're about to give thanks. We're about to break it. And the Bible said when you gave it out, their eyes were open. Today, in the name that is above every name, I decree and declare open eyes throughout this building. Open eyes throughout this church, oh God. Help us to see clearly. Help us to see your plan. Help us to see your purpose, not just for the church, but for our own life. Not just for our own life, but for our own family, for our own children, for our children's children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we remove every hindrance, every blockage. We crush it by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for cleansing. Thank you for removing obstacles in the way of our sin this morning. Father, we thank you for clarity of vision. We just don't want to see blurrily. We want to see clearly. Clear vision in the natural. Clear vision in the spirit. Somebody here, even with glasses, they still don't see right. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help our sight in the natural. Help our sight in the spirit. I decree and declare healing virtues in the house. Lord, you send me. I was just having a doctor's appointment. You said, go and pray for my people that they can see in the natural and see in the spirit. I come in obedience to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over your eyes. I plead the blood of Jesus over my eyes. I plead the blood of Jesus over your spiritual sight. In the natural, be able to see. In the spirit, be able to see. I decree and declare, open eyes. It is so. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, if you receive, open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
You know why we shout amen? It's not for the preacher. That's your way of saying, I got something out of this. And I want you to live here today expecting. If your children bring bad news, turning around and say, baby, I know something. I can see in the spirit. You're coming out of this. These two shall pass. Open your eyes. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
Give God your loudest amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. It's time for us to receive the communion. I apologize, I took too long. But this is very important to me. Hallelujah.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Times of your life, you still can have your joy because you know, man, no matter what it is, Jesus is still on board. That Jesus is still, and watch this, he's always going to show you that he's on board, because every now and then he's going to move in your life. Is there anybody here that he validates the fact, I'm with you. I know that times are rough. I know that it's tough. I know that the winds of life is blowing in your, and it might not be blowing your way. But every now and then, even if he has to wake you up out of your sleep, he'll let you know, I'm still on board. We'll even go to him sometimes and say, Jesus, you got to be, are you with me? Have you ever been to the point where you prayed and it seemed like heaven was silent? I mean, you prayed every day, you prayed all day, you went through the day praying, you went through the night praying, and it just didn't seem like things were getting, it didn't even seem like God was hearing anything that you said. But watch this, at some point, God let you know, I'm still with you. He'll let something happen the next day or the day after that, and he'll let you know that he's still with you. Now watch this, I want you to notice something here with Jesus, because I want you to get in his humanity. Watch this. Remember, Jesus was in his humanity and he had divinity. Would you walk with me for a minute? You see, in his humanity, Jesus was just like you and me. He didn't know what was going to happen from one time to another. When Jesus got on that ship, he didn't know that a storm was going to come up. But in his divinity, he quieted it. So I want you to travel with me in Jesus' humanity. Knowing here, he didn't know that this detour was going to come. But watch this. He got on the ship. And a lot of times, when we start this journey, we don't know what kind of detours will come. But you still have to get on the ship. Are you with me yet? You still have to make the journey. You cannot give up. You cannot throw your hands up just because one thing has happened before. Just because another thing has happened before. First of all, I want to show you here in detours. My first point is, somebody said detours. First thing you got to know, watch this, that detours point us to our purpose. What my point said, Jerry? Detours points us to our purpose. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, your detour has been pointing you to your purpose. Detours point us to our purpose. Jesus was in his humanity. Jesus didn't know from day to day and from time to time what was going to happen in his humanity. He was just like you and me. That's when he ran into a detour. He didn't know in his humanity where it was pointing him to. But those detours in his life was pointing him what? To his purpose. You need to know today that your detours has been pointing you to your purpose in life. A lot of times we have people will ask me, Pastor, I'm trying to find my purpose in life. I'm trying to find what's my gift. Sometimes your detours will point you to it. What you thought meant you some evil. What you thought meant you some hurt. What you thought was meant to destroy you. Sometimes that was just pointing you to your purpose. First of all, your detours will point you to your purpose. Secondly of all, detours causes us or makes us travel in the right lane of life. Now, here's why you want to travel in the right lane of life. The right lane of life is where the exits are. You ought to say amen right there. Watch this. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14, he says, he talks about two lanes. He talks about two roads. He says there's the straight and narrow, and then there's the broad and wide. Jeffrey, you read that before, huh? Most definitely. He said there's the two roads. He talks about two roads. He talks about the straight and narrow. He talks about the broad and wide. The broad and wide is the left lane. The broad and wide, young people, is the road that everybody's going. That you find they doing it. Everybody gets high. Everybody does this. This is the way everybody go. Mama, everybody doing it. Daddy, everybody. That's the broad and wide. The broad and wide is how everybody wear their clothes. That's the broad and wide. The broad and wide is just because I stay mad with her, she gonna stay mad with me. The broad and wide, everybody does this. Everybody drink. Everybody try a little of this. Young people, listen at me. That's the broad and wide. Let me tell you another thing about the broad and wide. The broad and wide is over here where all of the traffic, it's always the fast lane. It's always where, you remember the old people used to say, boy, you're growing up too fast. Girl, you're growing up too fast. Make up. At 12 and 13 years old. Are you with me yet? Trying to look older than you are. You act older than you are. I want to say this to the young people today. I want to say what all of us older people want to say to you. Enjoy your childhood. Enjoy being 12, 13, 14, 15. Act like a 12, 13, 14. Are you with me yet? 15, 16. Act your age. I want to talk to some old people. Old people, don't act 15, 16, and 17. Act your age. Too many of us are trying to travel the broad and wide. Too many of us are trying to, you are 50 years old. And you act like you're 17. There are people that are 40 years old still trying to recapture their youth. Honey, let me talk to you for a minute. It's gone. You can't wear the dress. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here. You can't wear the skirt that the 20-year-old wear. Don't go in these stores trying to get a skirt that a 20-year-old, you built different. Y'all gonna talk back to me? Stuff! Touch your neighbor and say, stuff has happened. It has happened, and I know we try and recapture it, but that doesn't look good. Men, let me talk to you for a minute. You don't have the six-pack anymore. You've drank it. We're going by these tight shirts, tight here, then be walking around. Breathe. I see guys walking around like this after they've left the gym. I said, man, breathe. Just breathe, yeah. We are in the fast lane. We're trying to get everything fast. And watch this. Jesus talks about two roads. He said, travel the straight and the narrow road. The straight and the narrow road is the right lane, and it is the one where the exits are. Know when to hold. Know when to fold. In that lane, you know when to walk away. And in that lane, you know when to run. The right lane, travel down the highway with me. Notice that when you get off, your GPS is going to tell you or show you how to get over. Because your exit is coming up, and 9 times out of 10, your exit is in the right lane. What do I mean about going the right lane? No, it means to walk in the Word. The Word tells us when we are traveling in the right lane to trust in the Lord. With all of your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He'll tell you when to leave. He'll tell you when to exit. Young men, young women, if you are going through life, if you are walking in the Word of God, if you study, if you read the Word of God, it's going to tell you when to leave. Young men, if you go to the book of Proverbs, He'll tell you about a woman. He'll tell you about the good ones, and He'll tell you about the bad ones. Young ladies, if you study the book of Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastes, not only is He talking to you, the man, the boys, He's talking to you. He'll tell you about the good ones, and He'll tell you about the bad ones. He'll even tell you in the Word of God, wait, I say, wait on the Lord. That's in the book of Psalms. He'll tell you that that's when you are traveling in the right lane. If you wait, whatever a person said that they are, it's going to come to pass. If you wait, if that's the husband for you, wait. If that's the wife for you, if that's the friend for you, wait. Here's what Jesus said when you're traveling in the right lane. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Okay, where you going with that, Rev? If you want to know how a person thinks, let them talk. Somebody didn't get that yet. If that person talks long enough, they're going to tell you what's on the inside. The mouth has a terrible knack of telling what the heart thinks. They hooked up together. And it's not just when a person gets drunk. People say, well, when they get drunk, they'll tell you, no, if you listen at them long enough when they sober. Can I help 3 more people? Action. If she loves you, she's going to show you. If he loves you, he's going to show you. If your friend is your friend, your friend is going to show you, not just when you up, but a friend will be there when you are. Friend will be there when you have money, and they'll be there even more so when you don't have it. They'll say, well, I don't have it either, but I'm going to be here with you. I need $1,000. I don't have it either, but I guarantee you I'm going to be here with you. I'm going to suffer right here with you. I'm going to feel what you feel. I'm going to cry when you cry. I'm going to pray with you. If the Lord don't speak to you, He might speak to me. Are you with me yet? Many of times, you don't really know who your friends are when you're doing good. Can I be honest with you? You can't. When you're doing good and you have a lot of money or have a lot of substance, you can't really tell who your real friends are. The only way you can tell who your real friends are is get broke. Are you with me yet? First of all, detours. Detours point us to our purpose. Secondly of all, detours help us to travel in the right lane because that's where the exits are. Thirdly of all, detours will cause discomfort before deliverance. Somebody said discomfort before deliverance. Detours will cause some discomfort before deliverance. Let's take a look. In Acts 16, 21 through 24, Paul and Silas is in Philippi. They're preaching the word. They're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're preaching the good news. But they get thrown in jail. But before they get, even with being thrown in jail, they are whipped and beaten. They've got a detour going on here. But they are whipped and beaten for telling the truth. They are whipped and beaten. I'm talking about not just spanked. They have been whipped. Because when you read on, the Philippian jailer had to take them to his house and bandage up their wounds. So I want to tell you today, being a Christian, you're going to be beaten sometimes. I'm not talking about physically, friend. I'm not talking about physically. Sometimes, verbally, they're going to put it on you. There are some people here that flunk out in Christianity because the minute somebody goes to talking about us, we run. Look at Paul and Silas. These men have been beaten, I mean torn up. Their skin has been broken because of preaching and teaching the word of God. Detours will cause some discomfort in your life. But discomfort comes before deliverance. Watch this. Because after a while, the people come to Paul and Silas and said, now listen, I tell you what, we'll let y'all go. But we don't want y'all to preach this gospel anymore. Paul and Silas said, y'all may well keep us in here. Because come what may, I'm going to stay with Jesus. And I don't know about you, my friend. We have to get that same heart. But no matter what happens, I'm going to stay with Jesus. I'm going to stay with the truth. And you know why we ought to stay with the truth? Because Jesus said that the truth will set you free. It's not popular. This gospel that we preach, this Jesus that we believe in, is not a popular Jesus. I tell you what, if you don't think he's popular, go preach him at work in the morning. Go around some folk that are in the midst of their sins and go to talking about Jesus. Christmas is coming up. Go in the family food. Go to talk about Jesus, how he healed the sick, raised the dead, gave the blind sight, which is what we need to hear. But some people will tell you after they get full of the eggnog, listen, I don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus today. y'all know y'all real. Y'all probably would be some of the folks. I don't want to talk about no Jesus today. I don't know about you, but no matter how unpopular he might be in this time that we live in, sometimes it's not what we want to hear, but Jesus is what we need to hear. Sometimes in our lives that we live in today, just look at our world. Look at the community and the shape that it's in. You mean to tell me they don't need to hear Jesus? And if they don't need to hear him, surely we need to see him. And let me put a little pin right there. Sometimes the only Jesus that people will see is us. Sometimes we're the only Bible that they'll ever read. What I mean by that, children, in our everyday lives, in our communities, on our streets, in our neighborhoods, we can't do in and everything. Paul said it once. He said, all things are lawful, but not everything is expedient. Which means, yeah, you can do it, but it might offend someone else. It might cause them to stumble. What I mean. But watch this. Watch this. The third point is, detours will cause some discomfort, but that discomfort will come before delivery. Let's get ready to go home. Jesus was on his way to Gennesaret. The Lord got on this ship. Storms came. But when he got to Gennesaret, there was a man there that was filled with demons. He needed help. That man had been like that for so long until it was almost as if he had gotten immune. The people around him tried to hold him down. They tried to sedate him. They did everything they could to him. And there is no doubt there were some people in that town did everything they could for him. But no one could help but the one that had been detoured. And that was Jesus. Jesus gets there, and Jesus gets to this town, and he heals this man. He makes his life. He makes this man's life better than it had ever been. And that was like you and I. Nobody could do anything with us until Jesus came along. Somebody said, thank God for detours. My friend, your detours wasn't so bad after all, was it? When you look at your life, and you look at where you are today, how many of you have found your purpose in life? Your detours was the one that was pointing you there. And there are some people now that haven't found their purpose in life, but they're going through one change after another. That's your detours, and it's pointing you there. God is getting you where he wants you to be. Oh yeah, my friend, that's why you're being woke up at night. That's why you keep going to that Bible. For some reason or another, you can't figure it out. But that's why you keep going there. It's because the Lord is pointing you. He's saying, listen, you're going that way, and I want you to go this way. You see, he's pointing you to your purpose. Secondly of all, he wants you to start traveling in the right lane. You've been traveling over here in this broad, and he wants you to get over here. Somebody said, change lane. Then he wants you to know that your discomfort. Before a child is born, it causes a mother a lot of discomfort. Man, they can't lay this way. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? Can't lay that way. Not only does it cause the woman discomfort, it caused the man because, boy, she going to kick and push and move. Finally, the man said, listen, I'm getting out of this bed. I go to the man. Not only the people in the house, but the people outside of the house. But watch this. That discomfort, after 9 months, it comes before the